Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hey guys, it's actually Nadia Angelini subbing for Dee today. She is shooting a movie in London, living her best life. So hopefully we can have an amazing time today. You know, I'm very excited to get to callers. A couple announcements for Dee, you guys. She said, check out her Being the One webinar. That is on July 26th. $50, guys. Sounds awesome. You can find it at imdwallace.com. Also, check your emails, guys, because she's coming up with a webinar with her and Jennifer McLean called The Awesome Magical Creation. I think she just sent out a free ebook, so you can check that out if you resonate. She's having the webinar, I think, come out next week. So keep your eyes peeled for that because that's going to be really, really fun. Her and Jennifer always get amazing stuff done. So for those of you that don't know me, Dee and I have been working together over 20 years. We do work differently. Most of you guys know me, so there's going to be a lot of overlap here. But if you don't know me, you can check me out at intuitionbynadia.com. So what I did today, guys, normally I do like a July energy update in my own show. I do my own blog talk show on the first Saturday of every month. And I usually focus on the energies coming in on July. But I have it on my website, intuitionbynadia.com, and I did it in my show last week. So I'm focused today. I did a little bit of a channel just for this group today. I said, you know, I meditated and I asked for what this group needed to hear. So I'm going to open with that and then I will jump into callers because there are a lot of you. Okay. So the first thing, guys, there was this feeling of validating you guys, of that you are on the edge of massive personal change, that there are new beginnings. Like you're right at the cusp. It was so strong in this group that everything you're doing is on the right track. So there's a sense of really opening to that new beginning in your life. Like the affirmation that came to me was, I'm ready for my life to take me to new places. Because this is about really opening up to the unknown, to new things, and letting the universe support you. This is one of the big things. And I was like, when this came in, I was like, you sure it's for them and not for me? Because that's one of my biggest things that I work on is allowing support. Because for those of you that know me, I'm an A-type personality. And like Dee, we tend to just take it all on our shoulders and try to do it all ourselves. And part of that is because we don't trust people or don't trust the universe. And then we get an overwhelm. So this is that sense of going, I'm going to let the universe, you know, take the reins on some of these things. There's a great exercise. I'm sure you've heard it before, but it came in and I'm going to share it with you again. And this is what I'm doing even for myself. I literally make a list on the left side of like, these are the things that A, I need to get done or do or want to manifest. And on the other side, and like, so this is what I'm going to do about this thing I want to manifest. And on the other side, I'm like, this is what I need the universe to do. So this is like bringing in the contacts, bringing in the opportunities, bringing in the partner, you know, lighting the way so it's clear, whatever it is, it's really allowing and taking a step towards letting that support of the universe in. Let the universe show you how magical it is. Really opening to that, guys, because you guys are so, like, so many of you, so dominantly, the energy is, like, ready to have a breakthrough. So I just wanted to say that. The other piece that came in was letting go of any leftover desperation or lack energy. So what does that mean? It'll manifest itself like awareness of running out of time or, oh, I need to do this now, or, you know, where any sort of impatience gets activated, got to watch that energy. Because what that does is that slows everything down. Okay. So if you can, so let's say something's taking a long time. You know, I have a lot of clients struggling with like, oh, I'm waiting for this money to come in, or I'm waiting for my partner to come in. So you go, okay, how can I accept and find satisfaction where I am right now by be and also be excited and in knowing that this thing is coming? Because when you ask, it is given. So sometimes we go, for me, if I have that impatient resistance going on, I'm like, show me all the solutions available. Show me, universe, all the paths, all the doors that can open to the solution to this, that can bring this in for me. And I find it really helpful just to mentally make a conscious choice. We are doing conscious creation here, to open to the potential solutions. It's consciously directing that energy to go, I'm opening to solutions. And you're going to feel that instant relief as soon as you choose to open to solutions, because we are all at such a powerful place, you guys. It's such a powerful time. There are more awakened souls on the planet than there has ever been in the existence of the planet Earth and human beings. So even though it looks like the world is going to hell, it's not. This is all about the shadow work happening on the planet so that we can get clarity on who we want to be. Also, you guys, you know, I talked about this when, you know, we've been talking about this since 2016 as a sort of, you know, this country has a lot of shadow or darkness in it from its past that has never really been brought to light. It's been shoved under the rug. And just like us in our internal work, you can't shove anything under the rug right now. So any sort of hypocrisies or rage or anger or prejudice or fears, they're all coming to the surface. And that's a good thing. It just means it's coming for us to see and we can choose something different. I did talk about this on my show, because my show was right after the Roe v. Wade stuff. And I really just want to encourage, especially because we have a really strong feminine energy in this group, whether you are male or female, the power behind feminine energy is the future. And that's what's being threatened. It's like, oh, do we really know that I'm creating my life? Do I really know that no politician or law really has any power over me? Can I fully claim my power? And that is what women need to do right now. And women, female energy of the male, you know, allies that are like, hey, this is wrong and I want to stand up for empowering women. But we have to know our power. We have to own it because no one can create for us. And it's really hard when these things happen on the world because it really is the illusion that someone else has power. And this has been the journey through COVID, through, you know, any sort of political thing that whether you agree with or not, it is an illusion that someone else has power over your experience. And that is what we're here to empower you with. This is not about one side or the other. This is about doing what's right for you and you only, you know, because you cannot control other people. We are powerless over other people, but I can't control on what I choose to advocate for and what I choose in my own experience. And that's what I want to empower you all to do today. So guys, this is how I work with working with you guys. Ask me a specific question. You can also ask me for just a general reading. If I feel something pops up in your energy, I'm happy to do that as well. So excited to get to you guys. So let's get this party started. I love having Steven here because he can do all the callers, which is just awesome. All right, let's get started. First, I got Bridget in Colorado.
Hi, hey, girl. Nadia. How are you?
Good.
And thank you for standing in for D while she's out of town. I'm having some really weird physical things, and would love anything that you can tune into.
Okay, can you give me the energy or the feeling that the physical thing is coming up if you don't want to share the physical thing?
Oh, I can share it. I've got extremity swelling and a little bit of my fingers in both hands trying to go numb. And so it's like nothing that I've tried so far has worked. I'm going to seek medical help. And
Yes. So the first thing that I want to share with all of you guys, because I think the physical stuff is really up for a lot of people right now. There's a lot of physical body, you know, manifesting. So what I would say to you, Bridget, the first thing I want to ask you is, what is the feeling that this manifestation brings up? I mean, the first thing I heard was fear, okay, but discomfort, and what else?
Well, there's pain, so I was looking at that while ago, you know, how painful life can be, because I'm empathic.
Yes.
And also, I can't do what I want to do in my life. Everything's slowed down, or my grip is a lot weaker.
Yes, I love your awareness. And yes, yes, yes. And you feel how that energy has been going on, and now it's a manifestation. Right, so the first thing I would do for you is, A, what does this make me know I want? And B, hey, thank you, body, for showing me that I have resistance. I'm ready to release this resistance. I'm ready to reach out and be confident in the world. This is how I want to feel. And as an empath, the reason this is happening to you, Bridget, and this is really big, and I'm going to try to give it to you with the perfect words. You attracted this for you because it's showing you that you are basically not in control of what you're receiving energetically. You are going in and getting onslaughted by whatever energy is there. Okay, I'm also an empath. So what you need to do is, I am deciding, and this is why it's the arms and the hands, I am choosing what energy I am bringing. I am bringing to be an uplifter. I am here to make the room better. I am here to laugh today. I'm coming in with an uplifting energy so I can give a gift and get a gift today. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, setting intentions whenever you go anywhere so that you know what you're bringing. You will not attract the lower vibrational stuff when you are bringing a higher vibration.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
And this is really going to – I'm seeing a solution real quick. Go to the doctor. They're going to have a solution. They are showing me, like, almost like you need an adjustment, and there's something in the neck that nothing serious, and that there's a inflammation going on. So I do feel like there is a solution very close to this on the physical plane. But do this work first before you go to the doctor so that you can really open to the right thing. But this is not – this is temporary is what they want me to give you. This is temporary.
Thank you for that.
Yes, it's hard when you're in it. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bridget. No problem. Next, I have Pat in Connecticut. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I was really hoping to get some help from Dee to find a source of something that I've been struggling with since childhood.
Okay.
Maybe I should call back.
Well, I can try to help you, and if you don't, or if you want, or you can wait for the next week. It's totally up to you.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
You know how she finds the source of things. I was wondering. Okay. I was going to ask her if she could please, once and for all, find the source and remove. I'm going to start crying. The crippling fear that I've experienced every day since childhood. I also started an antidote 2 weeks ago for depression from this anxiety and extreme weakness. And because I feel like my light is going out on all levels. Not that I would act on it, but the thought of suicide has come in every day lately when I think of how I'm feeling. I'm wondering if the medication made anxiety worse.
So let me, I'm also a psychologist, so I can help you with a lot of these. So I'm going to give you a lot, Pat. So this is on the recording. So just sit back and I will tell you what I'm receiving for you. Okay. So the first thing they show me is, first of all, the antidepressants, they take almost 3-4 months to fully work if you're on antidepressants. So that does take time.
I have to argue that when I go on this medication, it affects me the next day.
You've had a more sensitive disposition. Most people, it takes a while to adjust, so you have a more sensitive disposition. My sense to you is this. When you were a child, it's not an event. It's that you were also a highly sensitive empath, and you were taught and deceived constantly to go against your true power. So you were taught, in order to be accepted, in order to get love, I have to constantly be going against myself. There's a sense of deceit from a childhood, like being taught wrong things that you've adopted, which is keeping you locked where you are. They are showing me that you have great power and strength within you, but you continue to go, I'm broken, there's something wrong with me, I'm constantly afraid. All of those things are symptoms of you going, there is a higher power, your inner being, your soul calling you, and you are not going with that call. And it's been calling you for so long that now you want you that call to, like, I just need to feel better. If this is what life is going to be, I don't want to be here, you know, makes sense. Because if you, you know, I always say suicide is not about wanting to die. It's about wanting to feel better. You just don't want to live in this discomfort every day. Now, you are blocking the energy of letting love in because love was deceitful to you. So you are not allowing love in, which is why you feel alone and constantly unsupported by the universe and people. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So it, for me, it doesn't matter the event because it doesn't feel like an event. It feels like a period of time, you know, when things are sort of, you know, messages that you got constantly from childhood. So it's not one event, you know, it's several things. You are not knowing your power. So what I would go is, show me my true power. Show me where my joy is. Show me where I can feel better. I'm opening to the solutions. I'm taking the reins. I'm ready to receive solutions to this. I'm ready to have something work for me because I want to let this go. It's taking and deciding that you are not going to let what happened to you own you anymore. But it takes a little bit of that. Go ahead.
I just, I'm sorry. It's just not helping. I've been doing that, you know, for 68 years. I've been doing everything
okay.
I've had 68 years.
Pat, do you feel, anytime you do any of those things, do you feel a difference?
I momentarily on my own feel a difference sometimes.
Okay.
And I grab it and it goes.
Well, and I think it's because I'm going to be really honest with you. There are laws of the universe like gravity. And when you have a strong momentum on negative expectation, you are not going to get what you expect. So whether it's me or Dee or anybody, we can only give you what I'm pointing you, trying to point you towards the solution. And when you're really doing the work, it's watering every day the plant that you want to grow. The plant of depression, anxiety, fear, and being stuck there.
When you're in a fetal position with such severe anxiety, what you have to do is get through that every day until it goes away, maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 6. Then you can try and be positive, and then I try and be positive, and then I feed my dog.
Well, you have to go. And I love that you have animals. I think that's really healthy. What you need to do is the times when you're not in the gripping pain is get ahead of it. Is sit down and go, okay, I'm out of it now. Tomorrow it's going to be better. I want to feel more confident. I want to feel peace in my soul. I want to feel, because the fear is that onslaught of negative energy that has been going on and has a lot of gas in the tank for years and years and years and years. I would guess 40, 50 years. Of energy that's gained momentum. So it isn't going to be easy to turn around, you know, but I'm going to tell you, you don't know my history, but I have sexual abuse. I have severe anxiety. I have addiction. And I know what you're talking about. And the reason I teach this is because I know how to get on the other side. But it is slow in the beginning. But you have to stick with it. I will be meditating.
I'm not in the beginning. I'm so sorry. I really don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm not in the
beginning. No, it's not disrespectful at all. You're not in the beginning, but you're not seeing any change. You're not seeing the change you want to be seeing. So I'm trying to help you go, hey, and anybody that's listening to you can hear you, you know, holding on to your limitations instead of going, you know what? I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
When you go to a doctor, you're looking to do whatever's needed to get better, but you have to describe your symptoms. That's another frustrating thing. Oftentimes people want to censor you with the things that you're saying. And all I'm trying to do is just to describe the situation, communicate. Nowadays,
it's not about communicating. It's not about censoring or communicating. It's about the energy. And I would love it. I always recommend people to listen back When I do sessions with people, I record the session. So you can, because you're an intuitive person and an empath, I think, with others.
Of course it'll show that I'm depressed. It's been 68 years.
No, it's not about,
if I listen to my energy.
No, because you'll be able to go, I'm not talking about your words. You know, there's a way to tell a story without, it's the energy behind the story. It's not about the words. So I would love to help you in any way I can, but it's very clear that I'm not able to help you today.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Next, I got Lynn in LA. What up, girl?
Hi, girl.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I would love a general right now.
All right. Sure, mama. Okay, let's see what's going on with you, sweetheart. Hi, isn't it a gorgeous day today? All right, girl.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You're in a little bit of a wonky place right now, so it just feels like there's a little bit of stuck energy around really letting doors open for you, really letting those opportunities in. Does that make sense to you? I feel like you're going, I need this one thing to happen as opposed to bring it to me in all the ways it can come. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm doing my whole practice every day. I have a routine down, and yes, mm-hmm. and I'm asking, and maybe I'm searching too much for the one thing or something.
Do you need other people for something? Like, there's something that feels like you're needing, like, other people to create it. There's this belief of, like, I can't do this myself. I need these other people. So I feel sort of powerless over manifesting the people. Because it feels like it's about, like, I don't know if it's about a partner or career or whatever, but it feels like you need something that involves other people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I feel it. Well, I feel like I've spent the last couple of years alone so much.
Yeah.
And and so before about Aries and you know, and we need other people. And so I've been trying to spend more time with people, whether it's work or friends. I guess I feel like I'm ready for that partner to come in, or I'm
okay.
Like ready to be ready.
Yeah.
And
ready
I'm
ready
for, yeah, and I'm ready for, I have this pilot script out to somebody at a streamer, and I haven't heard back in, you know,
yeah,
almost
so
a month.
One,
and
That's the one. So that was the one I was feeling,
okay.
You're like waiting for someone. Like there's a sense of like I'm waiting for this person that I'm powerless over to respond to this one thing. So that was what they were bringing in, which was like, I want you to go, this person or something better. Bring me where this script can fly. You know, maybe they're going to bring it to the right person. I'm excited to see how you figure it out, universe, for that particular thing, because they brought that in. That was what they were bringing to me for that particular thing, because there's a little low-grade anxiety there. Around bringing in the man, I would say they're showing me, honestly, and this is so weird, they're just saying, quiet your mind every day, and we will give you the impulse and the breadcrumbs to him. You're still
okay.
Noticing every day that he is not here. So meditate every day and open to following the breadcrumbs. They know where he is. Okay.
So sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like a small thing, but it's really they're like we're trying to give you the impulses and you're blocking them a little bit.
Okay. And is that the same thing going on with my physical stuff too? I've been working really hard on, you know, eating well, moving my body.
Okay.
I'm not working out the way I used to. I'm being more in that receiving mode. And and I feel like there's still this kind of underlying low-level anxiety that I deal with it and I work with it every day.
Yeah, it feels like the addiction energy, you know. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
You and I are both recovering addicts, and we recovered addicts, I should say. And I think that part of that is that when that anxiety kicks in, it's like, I feel out of control. I feel like there's too many things that I can't control. So I can control my food, or I can control, you know what I'm saying? Like you can feel that anxiety of like, I need to fill this void. There's a little bit of a void that I'm feeling. So what I would do is really go toward, first of all, how do I want to feel around this topic? And B is, if I feel that anxiety, go toward, sweetie, we have to go, what am I afraid of right now? I'm really afraid I'm not going to get what I want. I'm really afraid it's going to be like this forever, because that's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what does that make me know I want?
I know. And I think been a lot of like just, you know, crying and, you know, not like for moments of just kind of letting that feeling come up.
Yeah,
And kind of like old stuff. I don't even know where it's coming from, but I just let it come up and then I move forward.
Well, and it's because you're noticing it's not there. And so it's that feeling of it's not here and I don't see evidence of it. You know, instead of I'm feeling better and better every day. And that's why they're saying the meditation, let us give you that impulse, because what that impulse is going to give you is that really I'm feeling good right now. So I know everything I want is coming. Like when you feel that jab of negative emotion, when you think it's not, like I've had clients say, it's just not going to happen for me. Right. I'm like, how does that feel?
Yeah.
Feels like shit, because your inner being is going, no girl, that is not true.
Yeah.
So you want to go, how does my inner being see this? This is ready for me. I'm ready to love someone. I'm the best version of myself right now. And I'm ready to be with the best version of my partner right now. I'm ready to have the best version of my career. I'm more confident than I've ever been. And there's nothing I desire more than love in my life. And I know so clearly what I want from learning what I don't want, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, Lynn, what you do is you get in a good run, things start to move, and then you kind of fall back into some old habits. And so that's all. We're just getting you back on the train again.
Okay, that makes total sense. That sounds great. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, Ms. Lynn. All right, bye, honey. Next I have Deborah in Missouri. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I'm talking for my husband. He gave me permission, but he is here, so I'll tell you the story. June 26th, he passed out in the bathroom. The ambulance came and took him to the hospital. June 27th, they said something was wrong with his heart. They did surgery. They tried to go in on through his right arm, and it didn't work or something. And so they went the other way and told him that it was 99% closed, and if it would have been another percent, he wouldn't be here. His right arm got all black and blue from whatever they did to him. And then that night he had pain so bad in his arm, they gave him all this strong medication, morphine, Fetiant, all this codeine, which he can't have any of it. He got a rash. They had to get him Benadryl. Then he went home on June 30th, and that day was Wednesday, and he told him he was having problems with his bladder, and they ignored it. We took him to ER that night because his whole bladder was all the way full. Then on July 1st, he went to a urologist, and he didn't say much. Then July 5th, the urologist took the catheter out, and that night we went to ER again because he filled up again. And I just want to know what in the heck is going on or what can you do?
Yeah. So if you don't mind, just, you know, if you could just give me the day and the month of his birthday, I just want to really tune to him since you're on the phone. It's hard. I want to tune to him fully.
Okay, because he's here right
That's
beside
fine.
Me.
Just the day and the month.
May 5th, 1951.
Oh, I love my
May 9th.
Too.
Sorry,
May
9th. May 9th.
That's fine. He's still a Taurus.
1951.
My son's a Taurus also. So this is a very sensitive man, and he has not been allowed to sort of be as sensitive as he has. It's almost like there's a bravado on top, and underneath is a very soft sweet little boy energy that has literally feel like it's been attacked from when he was young. Like there's a sense of like feeling like he was attacked. And this is a very long, old, this is like something that started when he was young and is now manifesting. Okay, so this is old energy that's coming to a head around that sensitivity around the heart, because they just keep bringing me to heart pain, like so much hurt and so much old pain from, it makes me emotional, like I want to cry. Like I don't, like this little boy, it makes me feel very emotional for him as a child. Even though he's a grown man now, there's just so
right.
much childhood pain that I feel stuck in that heart center. Now, the bladder, it's funny because I was in the hospital for my bladder 2 weeks ago. We were in the bladder party. So I know all about the bladder. And, you know, the bladder is not believing that a toxic pattern can change. So you have this heart pain and this sort of this toxic talk in his mind, this old energy that keeps repeating, that is keeping him from feeling free and happy. Because I feel like there's been like it's like he's had rocks on his back his whole life on some level. And he's like a powerhouse. He will push through, right? He's like very, he's not somebody that's lazy, right? Like I feel like he's going to push through. Does that make sense? Like he's a hard worker. He's just going to put, and that's what he's been doing. He's been pushing through. And now his body's like, all right, I'm taking you down. Because you need to start really letting this stuff go. Because he's a very beautiful human. I can feel the beauty and the innate kindness in his spirit. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, it's so, it makes me cry. Like, it literally, there's such a beauty in this man that he has never really allowed himself to be that vulnerable, beautiful human because of the life he's had. So this is an opportunity to be vulnerable, to go, I want to be here and I want to be my true self. He married you, which is amazing because he married somebody that will allow him to be that. So this is a great time of healing. I do feel like he will get through this. And I feel like this is an opportunity to also how much you love this man and how you are now going, oh my God, I love you. I'm here for you. I feel like there is a gift in this situation, which you will find. And that you are in the solutions of it, that it will be okay.
Is there anything he should be saying to himself?
What I would look at is have him talk about and get out on paper all these old fears and anxieties and feelings that he has helped lock in his body. Because he is a very strong man, but there's a little boy in there that needs some attention. So give him a voice. Let his little boy talk. Let that vulnerable child in him get it out.
Okay.
And I think, and also make a choice and have him make a choice to go, I want to be here. I want to solve this. I want to feel better. I don't want to carry this anymore. It is a choice, you know. I do feel like he's choosing that. He does not. He's like, I'm done with this. You know, let's go. You know.
Yeah.
So I do feel that from his energy. Like he is not wanting to take this sitting down, you know.
Right.
Let me just see if there's anything else here. Yeah, they just keep bringing me back to his family or something from a long time ago that needs sort of to vomit it out. It needs to get out of his body. That's what the way they're showing it to me.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
I would love it if you would keep me posted on that. Does he have anything else he wants to ask about?
You have anything? Still, he's here. No? No, he said no.
Okay, I just want to give you one more thing. There might be something where you have to go to another location or another hospital, or there's something like you might have to travel somewhere to go to a specialist or something. They're showing me travel, but that's a good thing. They're showing me like a distance from somebody that's a specialist, and they're saying yes to that. They're saying go do that if that comes up.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Because we ended up. This week did go to someplace else because it's further and stuff, but we went there to get a second opinion.
Okay, good. Yeah, because they're showing me, they're giving me a yes on that place.
That place.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Deborah.
He's trying to get her,
ahead.
Okay, because he's trying to get a urologist at that place, but
yes,
they haven't called.
Yes. Well, that's just, you'll watch how as soon as he sort of lets this energy go, that the solutions and that the urologist will call, like these things will start to fall into place.
Oh, okay. Okay, that sounds great. Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Deborah.
You.
Very much. No problem. Of course, anytime. Next, I got Robin, California. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I got my girl. My girls are calling in today.
Well, I have to say that I think Lynn and I are like soulmates. Now that I'm in West Hollywood, we should talk.
Oh, my God, Lynn's the best. You guys would be such good friends. You do need to connect. I'll connect you guys.
We did. You should connect us. And I also wanted to say that your song, Rise, brought me to tears. It's so powerful, Nadia. It was so amazing.
Thank you. That means a lot.
That said, I would love a general after these past two crazy months.
Girl, you've been through a lot, they're showing me here. You have been through a lot. Did you move?
Oh, I think I want to cry. Oh, yeah. We're in West Hollywood.
Okay, because they're showing me. And there's I love WeHo. They're showing me a lot of grief in this move.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Was there a lot? Because I feel like you're still in that energy. I mean, I love West Hollywood, honey. Find your joy in that place. It is fun. But you're leaving behind something. So there is this sense of loss that you're still processing right now. You are going to spirit. There is a sense of you really actively reaching for spirit. So they want to acknowledge that it's not like you're just sitting in it. You're really trying to reach for spirit. So I just want to acknowledge that. I got to tell you, girl, there's an opening up of your heart right now that's really, really good. It feels really vulnerable, but they're like, no, stay with it. This vulnerability is where what you want is. That energy, that vibration of vulnerability. Not vulnerability like I'm not safe, but vulnerability like, wow, I am raw. Right. I am my authentic self. This is me. I can't hold it back.
Yep.
Do you feel that?
Yeah. Oh, so much.
Okay. Yeah. You're really on a really good path right now. What they're showing me is you're on your path, but you keep doubting that you are. You know, there's this sense of like, girl, you there? And then you're like, but I don't really believe I'm going to get what I want. Am I really going to get what I want? There's that little, you know, can you feel that wobble? There's a hair of that wobble of that belief coming in and out. It feels like it's not all the time, but it's in, it's out. So they just want you to clean up. Show me that this is right. Show me I'm supposed to be here. Give me evidence. Bring me the right people. Bring me the right, because you're supposed to be where you are right now. Where everything you want is where you are right now. It has the ability to give you what you want, where you are. The feelings that you're missing of comfort from where you were are available to you where you are. And I'm telling you, girl, the man is not where you were.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Okay.
The where I was, I think, was with my girls with me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But, you know, this is giving you freedom to find you and your real life instead of them being your life.
Right.
And I know you love your girls, of course, but they're grown women now. You know, and this is time for you to find your partner and go have fun and be an adult out in the world loving life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing for you, this sort of new beginning energy that you haven't totally committed to yet because you're still in this sort of grief and moving on. But it's here. It's right there for you. So try to tune to that new energy that you're after. Like, I see you going out to dinner with friends. I see you like with a man there, like I just am seeing all this potential energy where you are that I didn't see where you were.
Yeah.
So try to
the money
to that. Oh, girl, it's like, it's literally like the universe, like, girl, we brought you here for a reason.
Okay.
Let me show you what's here.
Okay.
Because they're also, are you still doing, are you still seeing clients?
It's sort of.
Okay, open to that up there. Open up to whether it's online or whatever, because there are clients there. It's like there's so many more of your people where you are right now. That's what they keep showing me. Like, groups of more people. Maybe there's a group you can join. I don't know, but they're showing me a lot of more of your resonant people where you are now, besides your daughters.
Yeah. Yep, yep. No, I totally feel that. Totally
okay.
feel
so
that.
So just open up to that, girl, because it is here for you.
Okay.
Yes, you felt it. All right. Felt you shifted. Good girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I just
and I want to connect you and Lynn because you guys need to go out for drinks.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. Bye, thanks. Next, I have Charlene in California.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
I would love to have a general today.
Okay, girl. Today's a day, let me tell you. All right, here we go. Everyone's, I'm ready. I'm ready. Someone was telling me the other day, I was like, I'm ready to just shove people where they're supposed to be today. Okay. So this is interesting. I'm feeling a very strong head energy. Like what? There's something that's on your mind that's very active, and it's in sort of like getting stuff done. Does that make sense? Like whenever they show me this, it's like I'm in action mode. I'm getting stuff done. I'm feeling productive. Do you know that what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I have a lot on my mind. I don't know how productive.
Well, it feels busy in there. Like you're trying to think about a lot of things. They're showing me that you're sort of because I always feel this from you, Charlene, and now it's coming back to me. I always forget. Is this just how you're a very intelligent person? So you really are used to like going, well, I can look at it this way and dissect it and you know kind of take it apart. You're really good at that. So what they want you to do now is sort of you know they're like you have this key around your neck, and the key is going, hey, show me which is the right way. Because I feel like you have a lot of ways you could go in certain things. Like I could try this and then do I do this? Do I do that? Does that make sense to you? Like there's a lot of
Yeah, but I have been asking for that.
Okay, so let's see if I can help you. Because they're showing me that there's a strategy that is going to come in for you around something you want. Like a you know how you get like a when you plant a seed, they're saying there's seeds being planted right now, and then they're going to give mm-hmm. you a strategy of how to get that seed planted. Do you want to pick something, and I can help you discern right now?
Probably the biggest thing is just where I'm moving.
Okay, great, 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 great. So let's see. What's happening with where you're moving? Okay. So this is interesting. They want to say that the reason this isn't clear yet is because your place isn't ready yet, the place that's going to be your place. It's not ready yet for you. So there's a part of it that they're saying is also the energy is not quite ripe and ready. The fruit's not quite ripe. But there's a place that they want you to add this energy. This is really weird because they're showing me male energy around money, around this. So I don't know who this male is around money. I don't know what this is, so just put that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
So they're showing me that what they want you to get clarity on is wherever you go, you want to be completely free to be your full self. Because there's a sense of not feeling that freedom of show me where my true self can be loved, honored, and thrive. And that is just a little piece that's really going to help open up that energy. Where I feel like the best version of me.
Right.
Okay, because there's a sense of you like holding things back in your life, holding your tongue. Does that make sense? Like not fully expressing yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about this last time.
I don't remember. I talked to hundreds of people.
Yeah, you said
I know.
You mentioned that I'm not saying some things and to write it out, and I've been doing that, I'm well
power.
Aware of that.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. more in your power now, but it's almost like tying that in with where you're going, like really connecting those two things. Mm-hmm.
And is it one place that I will be going, or more than one?
Let me see. I see one. I see one.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just see. There's something else here around the place. Give me anything else for Charlene around the place, around where she's supposed to move. This is really interesting because they're telling me this so strong. You will get that feeling in your gut of such clarity when we show it to you. You're going to know it without any doubt. You're not going to have to think about it. So if you're thinking about places, they're not right.
Okay, that's what I'm asking for.
They're going to punch you in the gut. They're going to be like, that's the one. You know, they're going to make it very clear to you. And there's something about this space. Oh, my God, I get goosebumps. It's very close. You're going to get it very soon. There's something about this space, and it makes me emotional. You're going to feel really safe there. Like, I just feel like I'm going to cry. Like, you're really ready to be in this new energy of like, oh, my God, I can be myself. Oh, my God, I feel safe. I can breathe. That's the energy I'm getting of this new space. So it is there.
Okay. That's exactly what I am asking for.
Good girl. So I'm just confirming that they like, we got you, girl. We got you. We hear you.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah. And I think I really needed to hear that.
Yeah. And I see love there for you.
Okay.
And that, I think that's where that energy was. But like, they're just showing me like, that's really what you're moving towards, is loving every part of your life, is bringing love in on every level.
Yes.
And you are, you're doing very well. You're doing very well. Don't doubt yourself. You're doing very well.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you, Nadia.
No problem. Next I have Julie in Indiana.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, Julie. Yes. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I have been having a lot of, I stopped the medication and because it was bothering me, and then now I've just got a lot of pain in my body, kind of from especially my neck. And I was just wondering if you could read into that for me and tell me what that's all about.
Sure, it's neck pain?
Neck and feet are the worst.
Okay, so this is really interesting. Oh, girl, I'm so sorry. First of all, I'm sorry you're in pain. I always feel it's so hard when you feel stuck in a manifestation. So usually the feet are obviously moving forward, okay, or feeling grounded. Okay, so those are what the feet represent. And then the neck is, believe it or not, having tunnel vision, not being able to see all the options available to you. So you're the kind of person I would go, if I had a magic wand, what would I give you? What could I give you if I had a magic wand?
Perfect health.
Perfect health. Great. So what does that feel like? What does that feel like in your body to have perfect health?
I would say freedom and vitality.
Yes. Energy. Because I feel like you're tired. You know, like,
oh,
I feel like you're tired all the time. So freedom, energy. So are you meditating? How's that going?
I can't do like hour long ones, but I can certainly do.
No,
I do
like 15 minutes. You can do 15 minutes a day.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely doing that.
Okay, so it's really interesting because they're showing me that very close to you are like so many solutions to your problems. So I just want to figure out why you're not letting these in, because they're very there. Okay, they're right there. Do you mind giving me your birthday, just the month and the day?
May 21st.
Okay. I love my leg. You're like on the Taurus Gemini cusp. Girl, you're very hard on yourself. So I think you're one of those people that, you know, with creation, that you like turn it against yourself, like I'm doing something wrong, as opposed to, does that make sense?
Well, when things don't get better, I think, oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of beat yourself up a little bit. So this is interesting. They're bringing in a partner energy here that is part of this resistance. Do you know why that would be? Like there's something unhealed around partner relationships.
Ooh. I mean, my husband is very supportive of me. And
do you feel like he... what was the dynamic? Does it feel like, you know, I know with my husband, I love my husband very much, but like I pretty much do everything. You know what I'm saying? Is it that kind of dynamic?
No.
Were you usually, no. Is it more balanced?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why are they showing you this? Maybe they're taking me to him because there's something here. Oh, is he into this creation stuff?
No, but he does not question me.
he trusts you. This man really loves you. No, he absolutely loves you. it's funny because this is what it is. Thank you, God. I love it when they give it to me. I was like, what the hell are you people talking about? Okay, so his, like, acknowledging your pain and sort of, like, realism, if that makes sense to you, like, this is what is and this is the problem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? This sort of energy is actually not helping you. It's helping you go, yeah, it's here, and yes, it's a problem, and yes, it's here, and yes, it's a problem. There's this sort of just constantly focusing on the problem. And I feel like if you could get with him and go, hey, I'm really ready to open to the solution. Let's look for the doctors around this. I'm going to ask around. Will you ask friends? Like, helping him get on board, because there's a sense of, like, sticking to what is that's too strong. And it's partly because of him. That's why they kept showing, because he is also worried about you and wants you to be okay, you know? So he's afraid.
Okay.
You know, for you, even though he may not say that, he's afraid. Like, he doesn't like it when you're going down, you know, when things are harmful with you, it hurts him. He's very sweet. He's very sweet inside. He really, really, really loves you. Not that you didn't know that, but, you know, I'm just telling you that I feel that. So it's funny because he actually is very intuitive, your husband. Like, has he had times where he's like, I don't know why, like, feelings about people and stuff?
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's more intuitive than he realizes. He just, he writes it off as, like, being good at reading people in a way. But he has, like, what did he used to do? Did he ever do anything with, like, sales or people or anything like that?
Well, he's an optometrist.
Okay, because I'm just showing me he's really good with people. So there's
a sense
of, like, yeah, like, really good with people, like, really good at making them, you know, because I use sales because people in sales have that, like, charisma, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're a very different person in the sense that you're even more sensitive, and you're sort of taking on some other energies here that are also creating this. What's going on with your family? Do you have anybody that's struggling in your family that you're helping by any chance?
Not really, no.
Okay, this could be coming in because they're showing me someone in the family, someone who's older, not someone who's younger, that might need help coming in. I don't know why, but I just want you to bookmark that. Hold on.
Anything else here around your neck?
Okay, so they're showing me here that you're actually already opening to the solutions around your neck and your feet. Just consciously do it and stop giving so much sort of, oh, this is horrible. Oh, my God, I'm in so much pain. Just like, this is temporary. I'm ready to let this go. Sort of change your dialogue about it. And then I feel like it's going to move quicker to these solutions. Because it just feels like that's what I was feeling, is a sense of, like, being stuck in the problem.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can
Thank
do that.
You so much,
okay.
Julie. I hope it's
Thank
better.
You.
Thank you. You guys, thank you so much. Unfortunately, I have 1 minute left, so I don't have time to take anyone else. Thank you for allowing me to sub for D. I always love talking to you guys. Thank you for your openness and sharing your stories. I'm hoping that everybody listening got a gift. Have an amazing, amazing day, and create your rest life.
Thanks for joining D on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear D every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear D on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with D. Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.